This is Art Spotlight. We're looking at the new Purdue Gold Beer and the 1869 Tap Room. Joining me in the WBAA studios is Dr. Brian Farkas. Welcome.
Good morning.
You're with the food science. You're the department head, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about how all this came about and the school. Also in the studio is Brian Guttridge. Hi.
Good morning.
You're the associate director of catering at Purdue Dining and Catering. And also Shannon Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. It's good to have you here, the operations manager for retail dining at Purdue. So a brand new beer. How did this all come about? And tell us a little bit about what you do and what all is involved at the food science.
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but I started here 4.5 years ago, and the Brewers of Indiana Guild were really interested in having food science help the craft beer industry here in Indiana, which at that point was somewhere around 35 or 40 breweries and has now grown to almost 150 breweries. And they asked if we could get involved, and over the ensuing years, we've developed a laboratory to help test products. And along that way, we thought it'd be pretty neat to have a tap room and floated the idea out there. And at some point, somebody grabbed onto that idea, and that has now happened. But it's not about the tap room. From my perspective, it's about the science of brewing, the biochemistry and the engineering and microbiology involved. And that's what we do, is we support our stakeholders and we teach science in my department.
That's Dr. Brian Farkas here at Purdue. Also, Brian Guttridge, tell us a little bit about how the tap room came together. I'm sure this is quite a journey, as this is not only the science has happened, but there's a practical ramifications of actually having the space.
Right. So it's been kind of a whirlwind. There's always been this idea of having a faculty lounge or something at the Purdue Memorial Union that predates my time there at PMU. And then about last year, it's just kind of steamrolled and the right people were in place to kind of make it actually get off the ground and running. And then we took over this little space. It used to be the Pappy's
bean
sweet
cellar.
Shop. Yeah, it was a bean cellar, yeah. Is what they used to call it. And we started operating out of there, again, very loosely. We started like 3 days a week during home football games. Then we started 6 days a week. And then over the summer, we decided to close it down and kind of give it some renovation to give it its due and actually redo some of the marketing, put in a new permanent bar, open the space up for all ages so we're not closing it down for underage students, and expanding our tap lines to kind of see what else we can offer.
Also in the studio is Shannon Jordan, the operation manager with the retail dining. And this is not only beers, but there's actually food involved. And that's sort of changed up, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We've come up with a brand new menu for the tap room. Brian and Petra March, who's a multi-unit manager, and myself sit down and come up with some ideas and kind of whittled it down. So you have a wide variety from vegetarian to eclectic. So giving people a reason to stop in, grab a bite to eat, and grab a cold beer.
Brian, I was curious, there are all sorts of research that goes into this. Are there technologies that change with brewing? Is that something that you guys see with students and brewers?
That's a really good question. Where we step in is to bring the science of brewing. Brewing has been around for millennia, and people have done this, and sometimes they produce good quality, and sometimes it's less than good quality because it was treated as solely an art. And where we can bring in is the science of microbiology, whether it's yeast used in brewing or it's in the cleaning and sanitation, which strangely enough makes up 60-70% or more of producing a good beer, is just the basic cleaning and sanitation. So, and then biochemistry and enzymology through engineering, heat transfer, and fluid mechanics, teaching those principles to students, to craft brewers that maybe came from a different field, a non-science field, really is where our greatest impact is in the state and growing the economy. Our students don't always go out to become brewers then. The fermentations portion is beer and wine, yes, but it's also cheese and bread and meats, fermented sausages and things, but then also biofuels, biopharmaceuticals. These are really large industries in the state, and our students can go into those companies and grow our economy here. So we're pretty excited about it. On the research side, we're looking at synthetic biology and developing new strains, whether it's in yeast or other microorganisms, for production of pharmaceuticals. It's in equipment that is more efficient, that really lends itself towards green technologies. Reducing water consumption is a big one. Brewing uses a lot of water. And so how do we reuse, recycle, reduce water consumption in the process?
I would throw this out to all of you. Have you tried Boil the Gold? Have you had it?
Yes.
Tell
yes.
us a little yes. bit. What's your impression? Any thoughts? Any descriptions?
It's very approachable. I know that some people kind of get scared away when they hear craft beer because they have to keep with their safe, the domestics that they've known most of their life. And they hear craft and they think super hoppy or super malty or too dark or too heavy. This is definitely one that you can put your toes into the craft beer without getting scared away and know that you're going to really enjoy the flavor of this one.
Something I imagine that alumni are going to start asking about and being able to do that.
I was just out on the West Coast seeing alumni, and so, you know, 2,000 miles away or whatever it is, and the number one question is, how do we get Boiler Gold? When do we get Boiler Gold?
I've been approached several times about, do you have an inside line? Can you get me some? And I'm like, no, you'll have to wait just like everybody else.
So I think Brian hit it, the nail on the head, that it's so approachable that Chris and the gang at Peoples really hit the mark in this beer. It's, if you look at that bell curve of beer drinkers from not at all to they like, you know, really the crazy cask age sour, this is in that top of that bell curve where you're at a game, where you have people over, and you can feel good because it is a Purdue branded product, but a portion of those proceeds come back to the College of Agriculture to support research for the state of Indiana, for the farmers, the food processors, the foresters, and all the rest. And that's exciting.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.